Folks, I've talked to you about this before. Distilled. You are looking to get a nice pair of denim jeans. It's hard to find a perfect pair. You know how hard it is. You go to different places, stores, outlet malls, whatever. You can't find the jeans that are right for you. This is a James changer. This is a game changer, James. James, this is a game changer. You listen to me, James? It's Distilled, D-S-T-L-D, luxury grade denim, James, at an affordable price. Jeans that would normally cost you hundreds, Distilled has starting at just $75. You know, I've talked to you about this before. You have to listen to me. They utilize the same fabrics, factories, and wash houses as the best known brands in the business. So we skip the markups and middlemen. The result is pure unadulterated denim without the retail runaround. Just go to distilled.com and see where minimalist design meets maximum comfort. Just go to distilled.com now.
Oh, well.
Excuse me. And use the protocol. Use the protocol promo code office at checkout and get 20% off. That's 20. Not two, 20% off jeans. They're already cheap. They're already affordable. Now you're getting 20% off. You just put in the access code. Do it now. That's Distilled promo code office. Five letters. All you need to know, folks. DSTLD.com.
Feral Audio.
Hey, we're going live again. I got no title card at the moment because the printer's not working. We're seeing this. Stand by. Wait for this announcement. Maybe I'll just handwrite it like the old days.
You want to know? Don't you mind about the future? Don't you try to think ahead. Save tomorrow for tomorrow. Think about today instead. Oh, yeah. Oh, I could give you facts and figures.
We're doing some tech. Figuring out. It says it's printing. But then this says the printing is not responding. So now we got ready to print one page of the news.
Why should you want to know why you obsessed with fighting?
I just sent it to Dan.
You knew the path we're riding. You'd understand it less than
what's
I would.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Let me try to cool down this beat. 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 Let me try.
Going back to basics, folks. Listen, I'm not giving up on this. I'm not giving up on the technology. I'm not giving up on the Facebook Live experience. I do think it's got a lot to do with the internet connection here at the Absolutely offices. And, you know, it's a bit of a low-stake situation. Either if it works, great. If it doesn't, you know, you guys can go and look at something else. All right, I'm going to turn on my Skype, and we'll just get into some calls. I don't have a ton of time today. Got a big meeting. We got it. Hold on, watch this.
It seems to me a strange thing, mystifying, that a man like you can waste his time on women of her kind. Yes, I can understand.
Yeah, baby.
She amuses, but to let her stroke you, kiss your head.
Oh, baby.
Is hardly.
Office Hours Live, soft launch style. Listen, this is the energy we have to understand here. We are
fit in well.
This is a soft lunch scenario.
It doesn't help us if you're inconsistent.
Right?
They only need a small excuse to put
figuring this out. Another thing I've figured out is I've got a ton of, we've got a ton of, these Skype requests coming in that I think I need to accept to even communicate with, right? So I just got to go through. I should do this. I'll do this another time. So apologies if you've been trying to get through and it's been just, you've got to, I guess I don't know how to set it up so I accept everybody, you know. Let's talk to Julian. Julian, stand by. I've got to plug you in. Hold on now. Hey, Julian. Julian, you there?
Yeah, I'm there. Do you hear me?
I hear you now. What's going on, dude?
Fine. What's up with you?
I'm just, you know, taking it day by day.
Yeah? Okay, so I have a question for you.
Okay.
I have a friend who doesn't find Decker funny. Can I tell him to make him see reason?
Let me, you broke up a little bit there, but I think the question was, you have a friend who doesn't find Decker funny. What can I do to make him see reason? Is that correct? He's frozen. Julian? All right, we're back. What can I do? I don't know. You know, what can I tell you? Some people are not going to think it's funny. That's all right. Whatever. Doesn't sound like he's a good friend.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just wanted to react regarding, you know, the reptilian guy who called you like 3 days ago.
Okay, fair enough.
And he told you something about him being successful.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, because I've talked a lot about success with Americans, and I was wondering, what is success to you? How would you define it?
I think success is the, being able to create the things that you have in your brain and seeing them through to the closest iteration of how you pictured it. And then being able to support your family and enjoy some of life's little luxuries, and feel somewhat comfortable, you know, and not fearing doom and starvation and providing for the ones you love.
Okay.
Anything else is frivolous.
Good word, frivolous. Yes. Okay.
Where are you calling from, by the way, Julian?
France.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
How's everything going over there?
You've got fans in France.
That's nice to hear. And is everything okay over there these days?
Yeah, everything's perfect. I'm just completing my master's thesis in philosophy.
Oh, wow.
And everything's cool, recording some music, and by the way, congratulations on releasing your album. That's a big piece of work.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
it's a success in my book. Thanks, Julian. What a nice supportive guy. I love that. By the way, I got the video of him, Julian. Very attractive, handsome man. I feel like lately I've been commenting on the looks of my gentleman callers, which I love. And John Donovan's on the line.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
What's going on? Where are you calling from?
I'm in St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis, Missouri. Good.
That's right.
It's a beautiful city. I can recall the beautiful red brick of the city of St. Louis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. It's a great place. I missed your hours yesterday with Bob Dylan's birthday, but...
It was a mess yesterday. It was a ton of technical problems, and I'm sure today's going to be more of the same. I can only imagine what kind of mess we're going to get into today. But for now, it's working just fine. So, what's up?
Yeah. Oh, I just want to say I really love the running down the clock that you did.
What's that?
Your Bob Dylan Super Bowl song.
Yes, running out the clock.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's just it's a really, really well done parody.
Thank you.
And
I have to tell you, that took, I put some work into it. That's all. I just put some work into it.
Yeah, you can tell.
Say,
I mean,
I got to say, it didn't sound great the first time I tried doing it. The first take wasn't right. I kept working on it and I dialed it in.
I mean, you can hear it. The line, not fit for a dog.
Fit for a dog.
It's so good. It's exactly that 80s Bob Dylan thing.
The Infidels record is what I was.
Yeah. Thinking. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mark Knopfler, all that.
Mark Knopfler over there. Thank you very much for that. And I do remember when I put that out, I think that was the year Beyonce was the Super Bowl halftime show. And I got creamed by her, what are they called? The Bay Army or whatever.
Bayheads.
I don't know what it's called. There's a term for these fans of hers.
Okay.
And they were like just slamming me left and right, suggesting that she wasn't going to do the Super Bowl. And, the idea of Bob Dylan doing the Super Bowl halftime show, just think about that for a minute. What would that be? Like, what would...
Like a 75-year-old Bob Dylan?
Yeah, I mean, like, if you've seen him lately, what his act is now, it's like, it's... train wreck of some kind. I love him, but
he plays these huge arenas and his voice just barks and it becomes this reverberation of barking.
Yeah. And he doesn't, like this, when he does a song, if he'll do like a Rolling Stone, it won't sound anything at all like the original recording, like not even close. He'll turn it into like a shuffle, like a boogie woogie version. It's just would be incredible because his contemporaries can easily do the Super Bowl halftime show. McCartney,
that's right.
The Who, that's right. Stream here right now. Okay, we're back. We seem to be back. Are we? Can I get confirmation back on the chat that we're back?
I turned Facebook off. I panicked.
That's good.
Well, yeah, so what they call that noise?
I think all you got to do is just hit that internet here. It's
okay.
It's Anyways, so you were saying you're currently serving in the United States Armed Services, Armed Forces. Is that
yes.
The Army?
I was in the Army. Yeah, I was in what's called the Q course as a medic.
Okay. Oh, that's nice. So at least you're not like going around shooting people.
Well, I got selected for Special Forces. That was kind of the idea. And once I got in there, I was like... this is just not going to work because it's kind of like faith. Once one domino goes, like they just keep going, So that was kind of the situation. My whole paradigm fell apart. And I got to thank you because there were some dark days there where I just turned on Awesome Show on Hulu and just had a beer and chilled and laughed. So I really thank you.
You're laughing at sort of you're connecting to the absurdity of it all.
Absolutely. And that is like my brothers and I, that is probably what we love your work for the most is just this acknowledgement that this world is completely out to lunch.
It's nuts. I want to keep talking about this. I want to comment. I want to talk to you more, but I want to quickly just address Duncan Yule on the comments right now, who's saying this is just awful. Go fuck yourself. Okay. I don't know if you're talking about the content or the quality or the technicals here. Of course, this isn't working great. This is a disaster. In some respects, but in some other respects, it's a huge achievement that we're doing this. That it's happening at all. Of course, there's going to be trouble. Of course, there's going to be communication problems, and technology is not going to be there for us all the time. And you have to just shut up and respect what I am trying to do, not be so hypercritical of it, Kevin. Not you, of course, but you understand?
I understand. I agree.
Well, listen, so what can you tell us about the military experience that maybe people don't understand, people listening, that we can enlighten them? There seems to be this almost knee-jerk, automatic reverence, respect, cannot besmirch the troops. We have to respect our troops. You can be against policies, you can be against war, but you got to respect the troops. But who are the troops? Are we liking these people? I mean, because I can imagine some of them might be trouble.
Well, I heard you once say that you are a nuanced man. Thank you. A lot of the troops are equally nuanced. I think they're just in a, maybe not equally with you, but they are people. They're nuanced, and I think they're put in absurd situations. Now, to kind of sum it all up, I would just say that none of the policies, none of the war games, none of all the stuff that all the planners of the world do, none of it would matter if nobody signed up. So that's kind of my take.
Wow. So you're saying we should, you encourage people to very take a very serious step back before considering a career in the military, or at least serving your time?
Absolutely. I mean, I talked to a kid last week who was referred to me, who was trying to like get into special operations and all that stuff. And I just told him like,
life's not a video game.
It's not a video game, not even close. It's unfathomably brutal, and the reasons why you think you're doing it are not why you're actually doing it. So, yeah, definitely take a step back.
Take a step back. War is not the answer, is my message today.
Not even close.
It's never going to be the answer, but that is the, I think these, not to sound like Joe Rogan or anything here, but you know, the, the overlords have figured it out that we're a war economy, and we don't make things anymore, but we make soldiers, and we go around the world and impose our will in exchange for their resources.
Mm-hmm.
And all the other stuff is just dressing on the cake. All the other stuff is the patriotism, the freedom, the democracy. It's all marketing.
Yes. I say we just, everyone needs to kind of collectively accept this and just move on. Just surpass the government. So just move on. Just live your life as an individual and stop like prescribing to all these collectivist ideas, whatever they may be, statist or nationalist or whatever. It's like, just be a human, just be an organism.
Try to maybe do good amongst the small community by around which you live.
No kidding. It's like you can walk out your front door and see someone that needs help. You don't need to like put on a flag and do it, you know?
But don't you think there are bigger, I mean, I certainly want to, Taylor Plen chiming in with dressing on the cake. Is it the icing on the cake? Dressing, and maybe you should say dressing on the cake, icing on the cake. Geez, it's a mess. But we do like our highways. We like our sewage systems. We like our electricity. We like our toys.
Oh, no question.
We gotta keep that stuff humming. Because I want to live in a world full of fun stuff to do.
Well, no kidding. And look at this connection that we have. I mean, this wouldn't be possible. So I'm not saying that, you know, we go back to being cavemen or anything. Right. But it's like the warfare thing collectively, it's got to go.
I agree. Thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure talking to you. Despite our sort of complicated feelings about the armed forces.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah. Well, just let me finish my sentence.
Yes, sir.
I do want to thank you for your service, you know, despite our complicated feelings about the military in general. Thank you for your service. I'm sure you're doing it for good reasons. And you had a question. Go ahead.
Well, I was wondering if there would be any way that we could continue this conversation.
Some down the line, sure.
Okay.
Right now, I want to move along. I got some other calls I want to take.
All right. I appreciate your time anyway.
Thanks, Kevin. Take care.
All right.
Bye. I'm being honest with Kevin. I'm not, I'm not going to sugarcoat it with him. But not a lot of calls today. Kevin Wilson. Kevin Wilson, please.
Hey. Good to finally get through. The first time I tried to get through, your Skype crashed after some hoverboard great things.
Oh, boy. That's fine. Well, listen, I'm glad to talk to you now. Where are you calling from?
Boston, Massachusetts, as a matter of fact.
Okay. How's it going down there in Boston?
It's great, actually. Sunny out. I don't really have much to do today, so I'm sort of curling up with a book. I got some new blinds installed in my room, so I can finally let the sunshine in.
Well, what's your question?
This one actually goes back a little bit, but I think I'll just open up with a comment. Just wanted to thank you, and echo the sentiment of a bunch of other fans that have sort of called in. Your work has been like so great. Watching everything Absolutely's put out is really just sort of influenced my comedic center and how I view things,
thank you.
Even comedy aside. My question goes back to the end of Baby. I'm not going to do any spoilers for any viewers who I recommend watch that Bedtime Stories episode. There's a song at the end of the credits, and I know Twitter, a bunch of stuff gets caught up, and I tweeted at you a while ago asking, but what is the song that plays in the Baby credits? It's so good, and I looked everywhere for it.
What is that song? I'm drawing a blank because I can't remember the end. I remember the end of the episode.
Which is terrific, by the way, like so haunting and stuff.
Thank you. It's very upsetting, and well, I have to tell you, it chills. We're running up our spine on that day with John and Laurie Metcalf acting together, and yeah, it was a very special day.
Spooky chemistry.
What is the song? Is it a piece of music or is it a singing song? Like a?
It's actually no. It's just a
how
piece
does it
of
go? Music. Sing it to me.
Yeah, it's like boom. I don't know. It's got like
I think
bongos
it might just be
there.
Like it might just
got a little saxophone.
It might be a little piece of library music or something our composer did. I don't think it's like an actual song.
Yeah, I suppose not. But I mean, it sounded like it was just this mystical sort of thing, and you're sitting there, sort of
Simon Cohn on the. Sorry, let me interrupt you for a sec. Simon Cohn, turn down the levels on the phones. Okay, I'm trying that. Can you just do a test 1-2 for me?
Kevin? Me?
Kevin? Yeah.
Yeah. Test 1-2.
Test 1-2. How are we feeling about that, Simon? Can we get a confirmation that that is a better quality? Just keep talking, Kevin.
Yeah, sure. I can turn down my input volume. I might be a little loud right now.
No, don't touch anything on your end. I'm trying to get a level here. Simon, do you have anything to say about that? A little too low. So, okay, I'm dialing it up a little bit. Keep talking. 1-2. Check two. Come on.
All right.
Kevin, where were you born? In a hospital?
Yes, I was born in a hospital, thankfully, in New Jersey. That's where I'm originally from.
Kip Doyle, I'm up just here. Turn Simon off. That's not nice. This is Kevin. Oh, Simon. I'm very complicated.
Yes, technology is bananas.
Yeah.
You feel better.
Listen, I gotta go, Kevin.
That's all right. I'm glad I got the time to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. All right?
Great.
Keeping you on for a longer period than I wished. I would have. Duncan Yule. I'm going to go to Duncan Yule.
All right. Hey.
What's up, Duncan Yule?
Hey, sorry about my comment earlier. I meant the connection was awful, not you.
I understand. I apologize for taking it out on you. What's going on? Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, yeah, Richmond, Virginia. Have we talked before?
We have not.
Okay, we had a Richmond, Virginia call the other day.
Oh, cool.
By the way, maybe you want to get together with those dopes.
Yeah, maybe so.
So what's going on with you? You got a question? Got a comment? Got a complaint?
Yeah, I had a question. I develop video games for a living, and I was wondering what games you like to play, if you ever play games, or the last game you've ever played.
I do a crossword puzzle.
Is that okay?
I do crossword puzzles, the New York Times crossword puzzle, Monday, Tuesday, and Sunday, and sometimes Wednesday. But I don't know if you know much about the crossword puzzle in the New York Times, they get harder throughout the week. So
yeah,
Monday's easy. Here we are again. We crashed. We got a new stream. And here's the sad part. I'm only going to be up for another 5 minutes. We almost got through the 5 minutes. This thing's drifting. Welcome back, everybody. If you got kicked off, let's just reintroduce our guest here on the phone. And what's your name again?
Duncan.
Duncan, we're talking video games. I'm not a fan. I don't like playing video games. I don't generally like people who play video games. I think it's a tremendous waste of time.
Sure.
And it's bad for our culture. It's bad for our society. Video game players are a problem.
I would say it's the ultimate art form.
Well, then you would be wrong. It is an expression of uncreativity. It is the antithesis of art. I'm just kidding. I don't have a real strong position on this. What kind of games do you make?
Well, I make educational games for my job, but I like to make strategy games in my free time. So I'm probably in front of the computer a little too much.
I got sucked into this one game about 10, 15 years ago, and I worked in that industry. I had a desk job in that industry. It's tangential job. But I played a game called Soldier of Fortune for a while, and it really fucked me up. It made me have terrible dreams, and I lost interest in the pursuit.
Wow.
About
you making games or just playing the game?
Playing games. Yeah. Life is not a big game.
I know.
You know that? I don't know if you do. You have these people who play games like all day long. It's just, I don't get that. I don't get it.
I'm trying to avoid doing
that. You
got to
get out and get into the sun. Got to make something. But it sounds like you're making something. I appreciate your work. And I love you.
Thank you.
Scott Smith.
Tim, how's it going?
Good, buddy. What's going on there, hat man? Got a hat on your picture, backwards, long hair, goatee, glasses.
Yes, that is an accurate description of me.
And where are you calling from?
I am calling from Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Fort
Wayne,
Indiana.
That's it.
What's going on? You got a question?
Yeah, what are your thoughts on a follow-up album now that you've released In Glendale? It seems to be doing pretty good. Some positive reception out there.
Yeah.
Do you have any plans on anything else?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I've got that record was made. Oh, it was made a couple years ago now. I mean, the actual all the writing and the recording and stuff. It's been, you know, it takes a while to put records out these days. And so I'll tell you, I got songs piling up. I've got about, I don't know, like 8 or 9 songs that are sort of, you know, along the way. So, when I get the time later this year, I think I'm going to just go in and make another one, hopefully, and, keep doing it, you know, keep making music.
That's awesome, man. I love that you're branching out and trying new things.
I'm not branching out and trying new things. I've been doing this for years. I put music out. I make TV. I go and dance around and, you know, I put a book out and, you know, I don't want everyone to think that I'm branching out. It's just another thing I do, dude.
Yeah. Well, I got a follow-up question too.
Question. Come on in.
I'm a huge fan of On Cinema.
Thank you.
Are you and Greg planning on doing any more here in the near future?
Yeah, we've got a date set to start working on season 8.
Oh, that is awesome. I got to say, that last Oscar special, that was by far the best one you guys have done. You
really?
Blew it
Thank
out of
you
your
very
water.
Much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That was the inclusion of Dakar. That was, man, you had me rolling. That was so good.
Thank you. Did you watch it live or did you catch it on the replays?
I watched like the last hour and a half live and then went back and watched the original hour and a half not live. So,
well, thanks very much. Where are you calling from? Oh, you're calling from Fort Wayne. I already got through that.
Yep.
Stand by one sec. We're going to stand by.
Okay.
I want to just make sure I'm going to stand for a few more minutes. I've got to run, but I got a guest coming in. I want to make sure that he knows to come in here. Hold on a sec.
Okay.
We're going to play some Bob Dylan because we weren't able to get to it yesterday, but stand by.
There's a long distance train rolling through the rain. Tears on the letter I write. There's a woman I long to touch, and I'm missing her so much. But she's drifting like a satellite. There's a neon light ablaze.
What's up?
In a green smoky haze.
How's it going?
Good. Let me take a new call, okay?
Alright, talk to you later, Tim.
Bye. There's a lonesome bell tone. Phantoms, phantoms, you're on the line.
Hi, Tim. How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm great, dude. I don't really have a question. All I wanted to say is I'm a giant fan of everything you do. Keep at it, bud. And making the world a better place.
Thanks for the support. We'll talk to you later. Alexander Hansen, we're flying through calls today. Alexander Hansen. Alexander is not on the line. Alexander went to take a shit. He went offline to take a D-U-M-P. Hitsu.
Hi.
What's up, Hitsu?
Nothing much.
Is that your name? Is that your real name, or is that some kind of weird screen name?
No, it's one of my online names. Real name is Matthias.
Okay, Matthias, what's going on?
Nothing much. I finally caught you. I'm actually in another country right now, backpacking and working remotely. But
where are you? What country? Be honest.
I'm in Kiev in Ukraine.
Woo! You gonna get some? Yeah. Gonna get some borscht?
Oh God, I don't even like borscht. But
come on, man.
I mean, you're more than welcome to have what I have here. I have like cheeses and. All kinds of breads and stuff. Like, I've only been here about a week, but...
How are you liking it? Is it nice?
Yeah, Ukraine.
Is it nice?
Yeah. Working on remotely from here...
What are you doing?
Basically, I do IT work.
Well,
so,
I need help. Maybe I need help. I keep crashing this Facebook.
Oh, if you need any help, by all means.
What can you even do? What somebody needs to do is come over to this office and wire everything right. Get the internet humming.
Yeah, physically I can't help you, no. But as far as remote work, if you need me to do anything where I can access the server and fiddle around with whatever software you got running, I can help you out there.
All right, listen, I need to stop talking to you, but not because of anything you've done. We got a guest in the office with me today. Some of you know him. Some of you may. Let's get thumbs up if you know. Let's maybe we'll do a guessing game. Come on in. We got one mic here, unfortunately. Only one mic. I can push away so we're not right on top of each other. Turn down the volume there, buddy. Listen, all right, I'm going to ask identify yourself without using your name. My guest.
Hey, how are you guys? Welcome to Office Hours, starring Tim Heidecker.
Anybody have a guess on who I'm dealing with? That's not going to be easy, I don't think, just from that. Let's see. What else can I ask you? Tell us a couple jokes.
Okay. I just woke up, so this, well, what should I do? What kind of dick?
Tell us about that flash mob you went to the other day.
Oh, well, I was at a flash mob on Santa Monica Pier. Have you ever? Actually, everyone, if you are able to, give a thumbs up. Oh, we got Barney. Barney got it.
Oh, we got Jay. Okay, Barney Taylor introduced.
No.
No, it's Jay Weingarten, one of the up-and-coming wonderful comedians that I approve of.
Alex.
Jay Weingarten. He's part of the Too Wet Crew troupe.
Yes.
Comedy troupe.
Troupe.
And he was in, you might notice him from the Radiohead Facebook Live event that we did a few weeks ago.
How many views? That's like 200,000 views?
It was huge. It was absolutely, I just got a call from the President of the United States of America, Barack Obama, telling me that it was the most successful Facebook Live event next to the Chewbacca laughing Chewbacca thing, which has got to be one of the greats.
Yeah, I love Chewbacca. Actually, everyone, if you can, give a thumbs up if you've watched Chewbacca Lady. So
let's get a sort of a perspective on that. We've got hearts and thumbs up. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, I it's hard to find a woman who's able to put on a mask and laugh. How do you even find someone like that? That's incredible.
You know what? It tickled me because there was genuine joy. Genuine joy.
I love genuine joy, man. Oh, God.
I love seeing people smile. And I love people. I'm obsessed with people laughing.
So how's office hours today? Is it tech problems again?
More stable than yesterday. Yesterday we crashed 4 or 5 times. We had
a nightmare.
Yeah,
I was thinking about joining, and then I saw the tech issues.
It was so stressful. I had such stress from that yesterday that I had bad sleep last night. I was tossing and turning with nightmares, and Dave Kneebone coming in the office too. One of the presidents of Absolutely Productions, one of the main advisors and partners in the success of our company. And I have to tell you something. Jay is in the office today because we're going to be talking about a new show that Jay has wants to do.
Along and I think Cole Kush.
With Cole Kush, and I have to tell you, who thinks Jay Weingarten is a true talent? One of the originals, one of the greats.
Thumbs up.
I'm a big fan of this kid, and I love supporting great comedy.
You do.
Okay, and you guys can't, be obsessed with everyone. The guys in this office now are just sitting here silently dumbfounded, reading the comments. Let's take one more call, Bianca. We get a lady on the call, Bianca. Bianca. Bianca, for Christ's sake, answer the call. Bianca.
Yeah. Hey, it's me.
Hi. Turn your radio down and talk to me.
Pick up.
Talk to me.
Hello. Hi. We're here.
Fuck.
Hi.
What are
you doing? Excuse me.
How the hell are you doing?
What are you doing down there? Put your chips away. All right, listen, I've got to go. We've got television shows to make. We've got products to create. We've got content to produce for you. So we'll have to talk later, okay? No, don't tell me what to do. I got to get off the call.
Bye, Bianca.
Bye, Bianca. We'll talk to you later. And listen, this has been such a fun office hours. This is our theme song as we go out. It is Going, Going, Gone from Dylan.
I've been playing.
Planet Waves. Yeah.
I've just got to cut loose before it gets late. So I'm gone.
That's tasty. I know. We do. Is the great one. He loves laughing. He's now I got him tickled. No, he's not gonna be able to stop. All right, listen. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.